Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Side Hustle School. We are in the very beginning of a new month, episode 2618 here. And we're going to talk about the model known as Profit First. This actually comes to us from my friend and perhaps your friend as well, Mike Michalowicz. Mike is a great guy. I've talked about his books a couple times. So he's created this whole model. It's like an alternative accounting model, essentially, not just accounting, but a whole financial strategy. And a listener is calling in from Corpus Christi, Texas. This listener has been doing graphic design, and they want to kind of remix their accounting or their financial management. And they're thinking about using Profit First. So I'm happy to talk about this because, as I said, Mike is a friend. I think beyond just the fact that he's a cool guy, this model is actually very helpful for lots of people. And his whole premise, you know, the whole premise of Profit First is that a lot of businesses don't actually make money. A lot of small businesses are very focused on expense, and they put the owners last, like the owner is the last person to get paid. And Mike is kind of like, hey, if you're running a business, aren't you doing it to make money? And why don't you actually pay yourself first? And as I said, kind of remix the whole understanding of income and expenses and such. So this listener is curious about the applicability of Profit First to his small service-based business, particularly given the often unpredictable nature of freelance income. So let's explore if it can work in this business and perhaps yours. We'll talk about potential challenges and downsides. There are not too many. Mostly it's upsides, but I will get into as many details as possible without overwhelming you because we like to keep things short and action-oriented. Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Theo from Corpus Christi, Texas. I've been running a freelance graphic design business for a couple of years, and while I'm passionate about my work, managing finances isn't my strong suit. So I recently came across the Profit First model and am intrigued by its approach to business finance management. Now, considering the size of my business and the irregular nature of freelance income, is this a practical model for me? What are the potential challenges or downsides to implementing Profit First in a small service-based business?
Theo, let's talk about it. Potential challenges or downsides. Let's do the downsides first, then we'll talk about the upsides. I think I said in the introduction that there aren't any downsides. And there is one. I thought about it. You know, it requires a shift in mindset. To implement an all new financial model. It requires a shift in mindset. It can take some time to adjust. Sometimes in life and work, we just kind of get by doing the things that have always worked. And that's not always bad. Like, we don't actually have to have transformative experiences in every part of our lives. In some cases, having some routine and predictability can help us to grow elsewhere. So that perhaps is the only challenge or downside. The upside is that change of thinking, that change or that adaptation can be really good. And basically, the model of profit first, it kind of flips the traditional formula. The traditional formula of revenue is sales minus expenses equals profit. And Mike suggests sales minus profit equals expenses. In other words, you take your sales, then you got to pay yourself first, then you think about your operating expenses. So for a freelancer, this can instill discipline in managing your finances and making sure you're not just working to pay bills, but also securing profits. If you have a lot of questions about this, I totally understand. Mike has a whole book about it. He's got a bunch of free resources. If you look at profitfirstbook.com, you can get a whole detailed overview, a one sheet, frequently asked questions, graphics and charts, all that kind of stuff, completely free. So it doesn't always work for every business, but I have heard a lot of people have a lot of success with it. And even if you don't implement a whole model, just thinking about the idea of profit first, I think is helpful. That's actually the most helpful thing for me. But in short, can it work for freelancers like you, Theo? Absolutely, for sure. And I think financial discipline and taking profits are good for every small business owner and side hustler out there. So listeners, I'm cheering you on. I want you to be able to make money. That's what this is about. I mean, money isn't everything, but you need to make money from your side hustle so that you can do more and then grow your business if you want to grow your business, but mostly do stuff for yourself, right? So you have financial freedom. That's the goal. SideHustleSchool.com. There's some resources, mailing list, show notes for every episode. This has been 2,618. More coming up every single day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.